Lying Wonders, Part 1. Here we are at Bell Fountain Conservation Area in the village of Bell Fountain, Ontario. Today, we're meeting up with the grade 4 class from Bell Fountain Public School. Now, this is no ordinary class or school. Bell Fountain Public School has an environmental focus and a vision to cultivate natural relationships in the community of the Credit River watershed. The goal of this program is for students to become active citizens engaged in their community with an awareness of their role in the local environment. To achieve this goal, dedicated teachers such as Jeeva Somerville and Janice Haynes have pursued partnerships with Credit Valley Conservation and the Ministry of Natural Resources. Janice Haynes, the grade 4 teacher, explains how she was inspired to do this project with her students.
Well, originally we were talking to Mr. Heaton from the ministry, and he was saying that they had found a high squirrel population in the Bell Fountain Conservation Area, and because we began to partner up with the Bell Fountain Conservation Area, we decided that we could maybe do some things for the forest, and one of those would be putting squirrel nesting boxes up and see if there's any sort of population of northern flying squirrels in here, or if there are any southern flying squirrels moving into the area. So we thought that would be interesting for the kids and maybe help for the park as well, and for the ministry and collecting data. So that was our initial reasoning.
Today is the start of a successful partnership. Our mission is to take the flying squirrel boxes that have been carefully crafted by the grade 4 students and mount them in appropriate places in Bell Fountain Conservation Area. They've been preparing for weeks in the classroom for this culminating moment. A few students are pretty keen to tell me a little bit about the box that they created and their hopes in providing a home for these flying squirrels.
We made it on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah. And we named it Fatty, and it's number 1.
And we stood all the holes, and me and Aaron were partners, and we had to make a box, and there's lots of pairs that we had to make a box.
It would be kind of like cute to look at it, and like I would be excited to have it in our box.
Yeah, because then we know that it's a good home, that's a good place for it.
I noticed that the entrance hole to the box is rimmed with a piece of metal, and I ask a student for some clarification. A student explains to me that it's to stop red squirrels from chewing the hole to make it larger to accommodate their bigger size. Part of the in-class preparation included a presentation from Leanne Wallace, a Natural Areas Inventory Technician for Credit Valley Conservation. She explains to the students that it's her job to look for different types of plants and animals in the watershed. It's like a treasure hunt. You never know what you're going to find.
I've seen a lot of neat things, and I'll show you a picture of one of the neat things I've seen. Now, what is going on here? See that? It's a bullfrog, right? What's in its mouth? What's it eating? It's eating another frog. It's eating a green frog. So I get to see some neat things at my job. But there's one thing that I've never, ever seen, and that's a flying squirrel.
Through her in-class presentation, students learn how to identify a flying squirrel by some key features, such as its big eyes. These big eyes are important for nighttime vision, as flying squirrels are nocturnal, meaning they are awake at night and sleep during the day. During the presentation, students also soak up interesting tidbits, such as the name of the skin flap that's on both sides of the bodies of flying squirrels, called patagium. By watching a quick video, students can see that by spreading out the patagium, flying squirrels catch air like a parachute and sail from tree to tree. Flying squirrels are considered by scientists to be a keystone species because they help spread the spores of special mushrooms that help trees grow to be strong and healthy. Keystone species have a large effect on their environment, even though their species numbers might not be very high. There are two different kinds of flying squirrels found in North America, and the Credit Valley watershed is fortunate to have both species taking up residence here. Northern flying squirrels are found in the Bell Fountain area, confirmed by a catch-and-release study done by the Ministry of Natural Resources in 2004. The thick-furred northern squirrel is larger, and the hair at its belly is darkened at the base. Its smaller and thinner furred southern cousin, found in other parts of the Credit Valley watershed, is distinguished by its white belly. Images of these flying squirrels fill an area of the classroom with a large, expansive wall mural that has been painted by the students. Avery, one of the students who helped to paint the mural, described it in detail and explained its significance.
The mural has like squirrels, flying squirrels, owls, mice, snakes, and things like trees with flying squirrels in them and nests and birds. It's living nature and don't destroy it.
In addition to the mural, students have been busy for weeks exploring all angles of flying squirrels, from writing flying squirrel poetry to exploring the science behind them. Join us for part two of Flying Wonders and step into the scene shown on the mural. Enter the real outdoor world of Bell Fountain Conservation Area as students discover their own perfect tree to house their flying squirrel homes.